Safety procedures. Personal protection equipment, PPE. The first line of defense against potential safety hazards is awareness. Risks associated with entering the flooded structure abound. Electrocution hazards, falling materials, slip hazards, environmental exposures. Personal protection equipment, PPE. It is for good reason, then, that the restoration professional be attentive to these risks and know how to protect not only himself, but also those around him. Personal protection equipment, PPE. A responsible approach to controlling the potential dangers in a water-damaged structure is an awareness of and compliance with Occupational Health and Safety Administration, OSHA, rules and regulations. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Employers are obligated to comply with OSHA as it enforces all necessary actions to ensure that employees have a safe work environment. Personal protection equipment, PPE. When one enters a contaminated or environmentally compromised structure, the responsible employee will employ efforts to limit their exposure to the potentially dangerous situation. The equipment that they may use will protect them from the elements that may cause harm, and choosing the correct devices is an important consideration for the restoration professional. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Utilization of respiratory equipment must conform to OSHA, Occupation Safety and Health Administration regulations. An employer is obliged by OSHA to provide the employee with respiratory protection when working in areas where the air is compromised. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. It is common for the restoration professional to encounter environments that are contaminated or compromised with raw, unprocessed sewage. Stagnant water, moldy conditions, bloodborne pathogens, allergens, and other potentially harmful conditions. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Many physicians would take your duties very seriously and provide recommendations on how you should protect yourself. If the physician includes the recommendation of immunizations during your consultation, the technician should give this suggestion serious consideration. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Once the restoration professional has completed his consultation, he must complete his safety plan using the elements in the restoration professional personal protective equipment, PPE, kit correctly and responsibly. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Where OSHA has not issued specific standards, employers are responsible for following the OSHA Act's General Duty Clause. The General Duty Clause states that each employer shall furnish a place of employment that is free from recognized hazards that are causing or are likely to cause death or serious physical harm to employees. States with OSHA-approved programs must set standards at least as effective as federal standards. Personal protection equipment, PPE. The OSHA Act covers all employees and their employers under federal government authority. Coverage is provided either directly by federal DOL OSHA or through an OSHA-approved state program. It does not cover the self-employed, farms that only employ immediate family members, employees that work for a federal agency that are regulated by other federal agencies, and public employees in state and local governments. All employers engaged in commerce are subject to OSHA regulation. Health and safety plans are designed to prevent accidents or exposure to dangerous substances. Every employer needs to have a health and safety plan. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Restoration contractors providing services on large commercial projects recognize that the place of employment is no longer the company office or warehouse. The job site now becomes your place of employment, which must be free of recognized hazards. This means the project manager, safety manager, or designated competent person should do a hazard assessment of the hazards present at this location and provide a written safety plan for the particular site. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Take a few moments during the inspection to make note of the hazards and steps to eliminate the hazard or personal protective equipment needed. The hazard assessment must be site-specific. Elimination of a hazard is always preferable to the use of personal protective equipment. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Personal protection equipment, PPE. Respirators are commonly needed in our industry. Job duties that routinely call for a respirator include the application of biocides, exposure to offensive and/or hazardous odors, exposure to biological organisms, and exposure to high dust concentrations. OSHA requires that you comply with the regulations that apply to this section prior to allowing an employee to wear a respirator.